Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in.
Hey, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. And here we are. It is the Friday after the Radio Pie Auction. And wow, what a day it was. A lot of money raised. There was a lot of delicious pies. I was kind of sad that, you know, I didn't bid on taking one home because they all just looked really tasty.
Well, that's your fault for not bidding.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yes, I think I'm still recovering from Wednesday morning because that was just it's such a flurry of activity. Yep. And hustle bustle in a few short hours of, you know, prepping when all the pies arrive kind of all at the same time. So we've got a great team putting all of that together. We work great with the radio station and all of the fancy techie stuff that's way over my head. And then, of course, our volunteers on the phones and Sean and Tom and the wonderful energy that they bring to the pie auction is just fantastic. So it's just fun to see it all come together. Tiffany did a great job of getting a new variety of some bakers this year. So it was just really fun to see the variety. You know, Progressive Foundry is one of those that they were new and we didn't know what to expect. And, you know, it was just really fun to see how they put a spin on it with their cast iron skillets and the pies. And, you know, that's kind of the thing that people look forward to is like, what's new? There's always the tried and true, of course, sure, that people look forward to, but it's the creativity that is really exciting. So you kind of wonder how long the excitement lasts. And, you know, this is one of those things where every year people tune in and they really enjoy it for the entertainment part of it, for being a part of the action, whether they're bidding or not, and just knowing that it all goes to the fireworks drive. So just a huge thank you to all of our bakers, all of the sponsors that helped those bakers, all of the bidders, whether you won or not, and then everyone behind the scenes to help make sure that everything went smoothly. Sean McGee on all of the techie stuff. Yeah. Again, way over my head, but yeah, magic, and I'm so glad that it works out. Big thanks to John McGee for letting us, you know, do this because it's such a quirky, weird thing. I don't know of anyone else that does this radio auction, and you know, we talk about it all the time being so goofy, but I hear from people afterwards how much they enjoy just listening in and, you know, being a part of it. So just a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Like you said, it is kind of goofy and stuff, but in the best way possible. And so, yeah, talk about how much money was raised, and we can kind of look back on the last number of years since you've kind of been a part of this. And yeah, let us know where we were at.
Yeah, so in total, we had 21 desserts. We had one sneak in right at the end. And so we had 21, and they all ranged from, as far as the winning bids, $100 to $1,000, which is pretty normal as far as having, you know, just random and whoever's getting involved, whoever has time to chime in and bid in. But, you know, in that kind of 300 to 500 was kind of the typical normal. And yeah, so in total, at the moment, we raised $8,000, but, you know, we were just shy of 8,000. And then Tom did a little roundup. And then I had one other donor do a little roundup so that they had an easy number as well. And so we are counting $8,175 for this year's Radio Pie Auction. And, you know, I've been doing this for 5 years and we've been doing it longer than that. But in this kind of current rendition of the Facebook Live action, you know, this was a really good year. This is our third best year in the last 5 years, and just never really know what to expect. Are people sleeping in? Are they busy? Yeah. You know, are they ready to pull out those checkbooks and support the fireworks or not? So it's just, it all comes together, and a big thank you to the community for supporting this so that we can all enjoy the fireworks on the 4th of July. So $8,175 in 2 hours plus, you know, baking time, you know, it's pretty successful, pretty exciting. So that really helps us get to our total goal.
And yeah, I just, you know, I got to give a shout out. Obviously, like you said, you know, Tiffany Olenzak did a great job. Emily Leslie, as well as Sherry Welch.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
On the phone.
Multitasking with text messages and phone calls and everything. And I'm just trying to, you know, keep up with things on Facebook and everything. So, and all the numbers as they were coming in. So yeah, it's definitely a team effort. We definitely couldn't do it without a lot of hands, you know, even just switching out the pies for the pie cam and everything. It's just a lot. And for anyone that's seen it behind the scenes or tuned in to watch the orchestrated chaos, it's entertaining.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basuti. Lindsay, well, thank you for going over all of that. Yeah, thanks for everyone involved, all the bakers. Like I said, all the pies just looked absolutely
amazing. Yeah. Yes, if we could just have, you know, one bite each, that would just be amazing. But yeah, I am hoping everyone was pleased with their, you know, winning bids. I believe they've all been delivered or picked up at this point. So, and hopefully enjoyed right away or this weekend with Easter. And thanks, everyone.
Absolutely. And so before we totally move on from that, you can remind our listeners that there will be a few more opportunities to donate for the 4th of July fireworks.
Yes, that's right. So our goal this year, our total goal is $18,000. We're about $2,400 shy of that, but really right on pace for where we'd like to be. We have two more opportunities to support the fireworks drive. That is with the grocery bill roundup over at Fairway and Hy-Vee. Super easy at the register. Round up your grocery bill to the nearest dollar or more. We'll talk more about that later, but it'll be the week before Memorial Day. We've done that the last few years and it's worked well as people are grabbing groceries for that holiday. So that's May 19th through the 26th this year.
Awesome. And so thanks for going over all that. And yeah, like you said, more information to come as we get a little closer. But obviously this weekend, big holiday is Easter. I know there's some things going on here in town. And then there's also some things coming up afterwards. So if you want to highlight some of those.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we talk about it all the time. There's always things going on from the chamber side, from chamber members. With Easter this weekend, there's different egg hunts. So check that out, whether it's at Hy-Vee or the rec center or one of the churches. And then, you know, the Elks have started doing bingo regularly. So that's coming up on Monday. St. Pat's Gala is coming up. Taco Palooza over at DMAX coming up. Perry Fine Arts has another program soon. So just get out there, check it out, see what's going on, be a part of it. And then we're getting ready for all of our summer events too.
Yeah. We don't have the time to go over everything right now. Yeah, but we will definitely get there. So again, little tease there. It's the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, you know, it's two times in 1 week. It's not overbearing for me, so we're good.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you.
You are absolutely welcome. It's all part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.